All those years of being married, and now it's over.
Yeah.
So all those years of raising the girls, and now the family's broken up.
Right.
So no more marriage?
Nope.
No more wife?
No.
What's it like? Vicariously through you.
Walter, divorce is not a good thing.
Oh, you can't lie to me. So what happened?
What happened, Walter, is that unfortunately in our country these days, more than 50% of marriages now end in divorce, and sadly, mine was on that side of things.
You know, Jeff, I never thought I'd say this to you, but you're my hero. Come on, what's it like to wake up in the morning and not hate your life? To not think, oh, here she comes. You can leave your toilet seat up all the time. I'd hot glue mine open, for God's sakes. And then backyard. Just because I could.
Walter, divorce is painful.
Oh, yeah, like a deep tissue massage. So how long's it been?
Well, almost 3 years now.
Oh, okay. So you dating anybody now?
Matter of fact, I am.
Oh, good. Female? Well, you never know. Sometimes that's the problem. Honey, I got bad news and I got good news. Bad news is I want a divorce. Good news is I'm on your team now. Come on, let's knit, bitch. So this girl you're dating, is she the same age as you?
No.
Oh, so she's older?
No.
Younger?
Yes.
How much younger?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Come on, does she have nice that don't hang down past her knees? Do your low, do the llama to and fro. Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a coffin in a soldier? Do your all right.
Where do you hear a song like that?
I didn't hear it, I wrote it.
But you never sung it to your wife?
Every morning.
That's not funny. Oh, even the dog laughs at that.
That last part was me.
I know. Oh, do you make fun of your wife a lot?
I know, it's funny as hell, isn't it?
You know, your wife is supposed to be your soulmate.
You want to be the pot or the kettle?
You know, I saw an old photo of you and your wife. Your wife's quite beautiful.
He saw an old photo. Yeah, I'm kidding. I know. I married a petite, young, beautiful thing.
Yeah,
she's eventually eaten by the woman I live with now.
Look, Walter, I know for a fact that you love your family, you still love your wife, and I think that even at this age, every once in a while, you should still try and be romantic with your wife.
Good Lord. Like how?
I don't know. Do you ever speak to your wife in a foreign language, like in French? Some women love that.
I call her a French name now and then. Oh.
Mon chéri.
Quasimodo.
So is there romance between you two?
Well, not long ago, my wife left a trail of rose petals on the floor for me.
Oh, into the bedroom?
Right out the front door.
You know, there are plenty of romantic places in this country you could go for a special time together.
Like where?
top of the Empire State Building. Oh, no, we tried that. A security guard took one look at her and went, uh-oh, King Kong is back. See, just like that, you've been married for over 45 years. Have you ever said anything to your wife that you truly regretted? Oh, yeah, will you marry me? I love you, like that. Come on, when your wife is in a romantic mood, do you ever think about taking one of those little pills? Cyanide? Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Come on, what does your wife put on when she's feeling frisky at bedtime? Night vision goggles. Then she sneaks around the house and hunts the down. It is scary stuff, my friends. When was the last time you even put your arms around your wife? A couple weeks ago when she was choking on a piece of steak. You see there, he gave her the Heimlich. Yeah, I know, I was drunk. I don't know what I was thinking. I was so close. Maybe you could do something simple like watching a movie together. Oh no, every time we watch a movie, she falls asleep. Then the next morning, I have to drive back to the theater to pick her up and bring her home. Have you done anything fun in town here this week? You know I don't like getting out. Oh, you're a little bit of a hypochondriac. Yeah, why don't you wear one of those paper masks? Why, it's taped or it can't stop anything. I mean, hell, the Constitution is taped or it's never stopped our current administration. Just trying to get a read on the crowd tonight. So I take it you're not exactly happy with our government right now? Are you kidding me? Congress's approval rating is at 12%. Djokic has a higher rating than that. So you're paying attention to the presidential candidates? Oh, yeah. How would you feel about a female president? Oh, fine with me. Just whoever it is, make sure it's after she hits menopause.
Walter.
What? I was there when my wife went through it. She had been president then. Holy
Can we talk a little bit more about Christmas?
Whatever.
So, what did you get your wife?
Mop. Well, you take the stick out. Hey, it's a wig.
Where are you shopping for your wife?
At the 99-cent store.
What did you get your grandson?
A sponge.
That's not a toy.
It is when you convince him that SpongeBob.
What did he say to that?
He said, SpongeBob is not blue with a scour side. I said, he is when he has an infection. Keith Scrubbin.
Walter, what were some of your favorite toys when you were a kid?
Oh, nothing like today.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, they got like computer games and all that. We didn't have that stuff.
No.
No. Hell, when we wanted to play tennis, we actually went outside and swung a racket. None of that wee-wee. And playing the guitar, there were strings, not frickin' colored buttons. Hello! Yeah. And there were no shoot 'em up games. We actually went outside and killed the
I like the games when you shoot the aliens.
Oh, we shot a lot of foreigners. Yeah, we did that too. What?
Walter, come on. What about people of other religions?
What the hell am I supposed to do? Walk around and ask everybody what they are before I say anything to them? What, you're Catholic and you're Protestant? Well, Merry Christmas. You're Jewish? Hang on. Chatti Chanukah. What are you, atheist? Oh, well, have a nice day. And what are you?
What was that?
I don't know. I couldn't understand what the hell he said. Hey, get back to me when you learn the language.
Say goodnight, Walter. Goodnight. There we go. That's Walter.
My wife's pretty amazing. She is better at things, and I'm not ashamed to say that. Like her guilt trip, legendary. My wife is half Catholic, half Jewish, so her guilt trip is like a superpower. I walk in a room, she looks at me, and I feel horrible. And that's called love. We've been together so long, I will get angry about a guilt trip she hasn't even given me yet. I'll be like, I'm gonna watch the football game. She's like, okay. And I'm like, 'cause I want to. I'm always in trouble with my wife because I'm selfish, I'm lazy, insensitive, a bunch of other stuff she rattles on. And I understand being in trouble for stuff I've done, but sometimes I get in trouble for stuff other men have done. Once I got in trouble for something a guy did in a movie. I was watching a movie with my wife, and in the movie there was this married guy with children who left his family for a 20-year-old woman. And I knew in that moment I should sleep on the couch. And the movie ended, and my wife looked at me, and she was like, why would someone do that? And I was like, it was in the script? I didn't say that. I just said, where do you want me to sleep? I hope it doesn't sound like I'm picking on her, because I'm grateful to have her in my life. It's nice to have a partner, someone looking out for you, you look out for them. Like, I did 2 weeks of shows out of town in December, and when I came home, my wife informed me that she made me an appointment for the gastroenterologist. If you're unfamiliar, that's the doctor that sticks the camera up your butt. I mean, they do other things, but that's what they're famous for. That's probably how they attract people to the field. You like photography? And I got a job you're gonna love. I didn't ask my wife to set up this appointment. I wasn't sick, I didn't have any symptoms. She just did it because she was looking out for me. So she casually brought it up. She goes, just so you know, I made you an appointment for the gastroenterologist. And I said, just so you know, I won't be going. She's like, why wouldn't you go? It's just a consultation. I said, well, it's the principle. I'm an adult. I make my own decisions. Thank you. Anyway, so I'm at the gastroenterologist. The doctor starts to describe the procedure. And I said, look, I should probably let you know, I don't really enjoy getting my picture taken. I would be open to an ultrasound. I think a lot of men are curious what the jelly on the belly feels like. Anyway, the doctor, he didn't think it was funny. And I knew it was precautionary, so I agreed. So he went over to his computer and he goes, all right, my next available appointment is in 3 months. And I was like, 3 months? This was in December. I didn't know if I wanted this procedure hang over my head during the holidays. Jim, you want another piece of pie? No, I'm getting a camera up my butt. I don't want some team of doctors to be like, wow, this guy loves pie. Mary, get out here. He's got a half a pie up there. I didn't know what could delay this important procedure, but part of me didn't want to find out. I didn't want the doctor to be like, well, the real delay is finding someone to clean the camera. I take it. Turnover in that position's insane. You know, people do it once and they're like, you know what, I'm going back on food stamps. Then I was thinking, maybe it's the doctor. Maybe he's like, dude, I can only do this procedure once a month. Then I gotta take a week off, sit on the beach, and ask myself why I keep sticking cameras up people's butts. I could have been a dentist.
Welcome to the married people meeting. I never wanted to be a husband. I'm gonna tell you right now, ladies, there's not a man in this room that wants to be a husband. No man woke up one day and was like, you know what? I'm tired of making my own decisions. I would like to be questioned all the time about everything I do. Why'd you park there? I don't know why you parked there. Why? Why would you park there? I don't know why. Oh, I can't take it, man. I lose it. Fine! Tell me where to park, boss. Tell me where you're gonna park this car, please. Oh my God, you're mad. You have anger problems. No, I have wife problems. Because I park this car all the time by myself. I never get mad. I'm pretty sure it's you. I've never once parked my car and said, why did I park here? Why would I park here? Oh, she's perfect, my wife. Never makes any mistakes. But this is the same person that walks around our house every day going, call my phone. Can you call my phone? I don't know where my phone is. Can you? Babe, just call it. Babe, call my phone. Oh, it's in my purse. I had it on silent. Now, where's my keys? I don't know where my keys are. She's always late, my wife. I'm late. I can't find my keys. I'm going to have to take your keys. Where are your keys? On the hook that says keys. That's where my keys are. Oh, she'll take my keys. Leave me at home trying to find her keys. 20 minutes later, I'll get a phone call from her. Oh, I have both sets of keys. I'm sorry. No, sorry people bring their husband their keys back. She's not coming back. I'm gonna tell you, she's gonna do whatever she has to do. Now let me tell you something, people, if I have both sets of keys, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I better bring her keys back. I could be a heart surgeon doing heart surgery. I'm like, fellas, I gotta go. But Dr. Trevino, if you leave, he'll probably die. Well, me or him, so. My wife has a hair appointment.